Butler will get the football as we start the second half. And take a look at the standings coming into tonight's play in the Quad County. I believe I may have said Quad North in the pregame, but it is the Quad County Conference. It's a toss-up at the top right now. North Allegheny and Pine Richland coming into tonight's play at 7-0 and 6-0 respectively. Central Catholic and Seneca Valley tied at 4-2 in the conference coming into tonight's play. The Blue Devils of Mount Lebanon right there in the thick of things at 3-3. Cannon McMillan and Norwin at 2-4. And it looks like, well, it's the Big Macs and the Knights that are going to be battling it out for the final playoff spot in the Quad County. Butler and Hempfield both looking for their first wins of the year in the Quad County Conference, Class 6A. Set to go here. Byron Manchester and Zach Slomers await the Caleb Kaler kickoff. Ron Willis along with Craig Lucas from Hempfield High School, and the kick is in the air. And it'll be Slomers who bobbles it at the 7. He'll pick it up at the 10, 15, 20, and puts his head down with a nice hard run out to the 23, 24-yard line. And that is Zach Slomers' first return of the night. And Butler with decent field position to start their first possession, Craig.
Well, it's going to be good to see what kind of adjustments they made, what their mindset is coming out of the locker room. You know, they had some firsts happening here, so they should be fired up with what they've been able to do, knowing that they're going to get the ball and can really cut into this lead. Should really get them inspired.
Slomers will split out to the far sideline on first down. Kyler Callahan at quarterback in the shotgun will take the snap and run straight forward. Has a little bit of a hole, and he'll get across the 25 to the 27-yard line, a gain of 3.
Hey, we'll take the positive yards each time there. Good 3-yard burst each time. Run behind that big offensive line.
Butler has had a propensity to go on long drives, and it'd be nice to see them go on one here and get us get some points on the board.
Looks like we have a new right tackle in here. The numbers are a bit hard to read.
Second down and 6. Callahan again with the keeper right up the middle again. And he'll ride his offensive line out to near a first down. And get out to the 35-yard line, Craig. That time Callahan did a good job of kind of staying with his blocks. And rode the big guys out to the first down marker to 35.
And that's exactly what you got to do. You just got to stay with them. You can't dance away from them. You got to stay with them because they're going forward, so ride the momentum. That's Nathan Hall who's in there at right tackle this now at this series.
So Butler moved the chains, first and 10 at the 35 of the Tornado. Callahan again with the keeper. This time he'll go to the right side. Escapes a tackle. He's at the 44-yard line. And it's a gain of 9 for Kyler Callahan. Craig, good hard run that time too.
Absolutely. Did what he needed to do. Whenever he got to the opening, that's when he makes the cut. That's what you got to do. And as he's going to the out of bounds, he definitely got horse-collared and sort of chin-grabbed there. But the ref missed that one right in front of him. So maybe he'll get him next time. Maybe he'll see it next time.
Second down and 1. I think they had their fill of Chick-fil-A at halftime, so maybe they're just a little bit tired right now. I'm not throwing the flag. Second and 1. Callahan takes the snap and will run with it. And looks inside, trying to get around the edge. He does, first down, and he drops his head and hits the turf at the 48-yard line, but that's enough for another Butler first down.
That's it. Hey, that's what we need. Those are momentum builders. When you're coming out from halftime, you got to do this. You got to put this established run together because this is a pre-laid out plan. So it has got to be performed to perfection. A lot of alliteration, but it works.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
There you go.
From the 48-yard line, first down. Callahan wants to throw, steps up, over the middle he goes, incomplete, pass too high, intended for Austin Rogers, I believe. Is that 14?
That was Austin Rogers there. Yeah, just sailed a little bit over his head. I mean, the right guy to hit, though. I mean, that was the guy that was going to be in stride to, you know, get the first down and maybe even more. But we got to get that right on the money.
Just underway in the third quarter. Hempfield leading 24-7. Butler has the football, though, at their 48-yard line. First drive of the half. Kyler Callahan in the gun. Wants to throw. Steps up into the pocket. And again, a slant pattern incomplete. Intended for Zach Slomers. Some legs tangled up there, Craig, but that ball was too high and hard.
Mm-hmm. And I was watching our offensive line here. I mean, I know we got some new names, new bodies in there and so forth. But I tell you what, when your time in there, you got to be punching. You got to be hitting. I mean, I see two guys standing there, okay? The quarterback's still setting up behind you. You just got to punch somebody. There's a lot of blue jerseys around there. Get aggressive out there. You know, put the heat on someone.
Third down and 10. Chris Mertz goes in motion from the near side to the far side on third down. Callahan sets up the throw. Looking for Mertz in the far sideline. Incomplete. A couple of receivers in the area. And it'll fall harmlessly to the turf, fourth down.
Hmm. Yeah, that hurts. You had some nice stuff going early on, and then you just stall out.
Let's see what Butler would do. Chances are they'll do the pooch punt because it doesn't look like Dennis Goodwine's going out to kick. Dennis staying on the line here. You're near midfield. Miles will pooch it away, maybe bury him a little bit here. Or they may just go for it. Yeah, he's taking a semi-deep drop, and he will kick it away. It'll hit it about the Hempfield 29-yard line. Take a nice Butler roll inside the 20.
Keep going.
And it will be downed at the 13-yard line. So that's where Hempfield will take over at their own 13-yard line, leading 24-7.
Would have been nice to get a little bit more together there, but... definitely a good punt.
As I mentioned, this is the final conference game for Hempfield. They finish up next week at Plum. Butler will be home next week to finish up the season against the Big Macs of Cannon McMillan. First and 10 for the Spartans. They have it at their own 13-yard line with a 17-point lead. And the handoff goes to Nathan Roby. And Roby out over the 15 to the 17-yard line where he stopped after a gain of about 4, second down. Godfrey Panzarello, the senior, credited with the stop for the Tornado, second down.
Good job getting pressure up there, too. That's why I want to see this front go nuts this time. You got four big bodies up front. You got to get in that backfield.
Mario Perkins, the setback now on second and 7. He's to the left of quarterback Blake Romaley. And it's a little screen. It almost was a lateral incomplete intended for Nathan Roby in the backfield. And he drops it, third down. Just threw it behind him, Craig, a little bit.
Yep. So, I mean, you got to dive on that ball. If you're Butler, you got to see that ball and just think it's live and just get right to it. See, the clock stops there, 9 minutes.
Romaley to throw, third down, deep ball, man wide open, incomplete. And getting over late in coverage was Zach Slomer, but man, was Roman Pellis wide open down this near sideline, and Romaley just overshot him.
Absolutely. I'm sure as he saw him coming free as he was, his adrenaline was probably pumping that ball out there for an extra 2-3 yards downfield, thankfully for Butler. Because if he would hit him in stride, he's done. I mean, he's gone.
Gone, yeah, exactly. So it's fourth down. Zach Slomers will stay on the field to receive the punt. Looks like Blake Romaley, the quarterback, will kick it away. Oh, man, that's a booming punt. And it will go out of bounds. Let's see where the official marks it. And he's doing that walk up the sideline. Keep walking, ref. Yep. And he gets to the 46-yard line. Great field position actually the best starting position of the night for the Tornado.
I was going to say it should be. I think 41-yard line was the best we had before, so now we've got to do something with this.
It's funny, that last possession, Craig, they started out running the football, moving it, and then they tried a couple of passes, and then they got themselves in a passing situation.
Right. I would just rather them just stick with what's working right there. Until they stop it, you keep going with it.
So let's see if the Tornado could do something with this field position. First down and 10. They have it at their own 46-yard line. 8:46 to go in the third. 24-7 to score, Hempfield with the lead. And that is Kyler Callahan with the run and a positive gain out to the 49-yard line, a gain of 3.
Another positive gain. That just instills confidence all across the line. Everybody on that field is going to feel that confidence each time you're getting those good positive yards.
See some umbrellas popping up here. Craig, is it raining? Yes, it is. There's a light mist raining down on us here.
It's supposed to come in later tonight.
Second down and 7 from the 49. Fake the handoff to Mertz. Keeper Callahan. He has a first down and more into the 40, 35-yard line of Hempfield. Down to the 30. They'll mark him right at the 35-yard line. Craig, the fake to Chris Mertz coming across. May have drawn some players in that time.
That's it. Just enough to freeze the defense enough. Enough to get that first down. That's big.
First down for Butler at the 34-yard line of Hempfield. Ball on the far hash, Butler moving left to right. Kyler Callahan takes a snap. Will run with the football. Looks into the middle, cuts it back to his left. He gets across the 30. Down to the 28-yard line. A nice gain on first down for Callahan. Gain of about 5.
That's it, being inside the 30-yard line. It's a great place to be right now. Just keep trusting your offensive line there. Make them keep pushing things out of the way.
Wide out to either side with a slot man to the near side on 2nd and 5. Chris Mertz goes out of the backfield in motion. Callahan wants to throw. Sets up over the middle, looking for Mertz, and it's nearly picked off, knocked out of the air by Mario Perkins of Hempfield. That's only the second reference to Norwin tonight, Craig.
So, you know what? If you're going to take a shot like that, second down and 5, that was a good down to do that on. So the way you have been running the ball, you should be able to get now the next 5-6 yards you need for the first down.
Third down and 5. Callahan wants to throw. Oh, he has a man wide open. Mertz incomplete. Just overthrew him. A flag comes in, though. Craig, was he held?
I would think so. He definitely looked like he was, almost horse collar, too.
Flag thrown at the 7-yard line. And that looks like it will be pass interference on the Knights. The Spartans, see? I made the Norman reference.
Wow.
Now I get their mascots mixed up. Never mind.
And you're driving us home today.
Maybe. I'll just hand you the keys now. Holding against Hempfield.
See, whenever you have Mertz earlier getting that big breakaway, getting that big touchdown and so forth, they know that, okay, the refs are saying, okay, this kid has abilities to get out there. And if he's looking like he's fighting to get away, he gets the benefit of the doubt then.
So the penalty puts it down to the 19-yard line. So Butler in business here. First down and 10 at the Hempfield 19. Callahan puts Mertz in motion, fakes it to him, and keeps it himself. And Kyler will get a yard, maybe 2, to the 17-yard line. They'll give him 1. That's a long one.
Thank you.
Second down and 9. at the 18-yard line. Callahan in the gun. And the keeper. He'll try the right side this time. Stretches it out. He's at the 15, cuts it back. Nice move to stay on his feet. Gets to the 10-9-yard line. Very close to the first down marker.
Yeah, that was definitely a good run that time. And being patient out there.
But it will be enough, it appears, Craig, for about the first down.
Good.
At the 9, so it'll be first and goal.
Long first and goal, but...
Let's see what the how they line up here on first and goal. Low snap. Callahan will pick it up, though, and run straight forward. He's inside the 10, gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half a yard, that's all.
But his helmet came off there, so he's going to have to leave the field there.
That's not good. So who's going to hustle out here?
The Prescott? It's hard to say. I mean, these numbers.
Ryan Prescott. I can't. Could not tell. Have to wait till they break huddle here and see. Yep, that is Prescott. Second down and 9. He's in the shotgun. Low snap. Does a good job of picking up and handing the football off. And no gain on the play. Handoff went to J.R. Harrell.
Loss of 1. Loss of 2, actually.
Yeah, back to the, put him down at the 11-yard line. Third and goal from the 11. Now for the Tornado. This will be the 10th play of the drive coming up. Make that the 9th play of the drive. They had a penalty thrown in there. Callahan back in, another low snap. We'll pick it up, wants to throw over the middle. Catches made, touchdown, Tornado!
Very nice. I'm checking to make sure there's no flags on the field. Very low snap, coming back there. Kyler did a nice job keeping his head on the ball, watching it into his hands, picking it up, knowing where the guys are going to be in their patterns. Hits it quick. Donald with the, nice. How many yard touchdown is that? 11 yards?
11 yards to Brian Presco.
Oh, it was to Presco. I thought it was Donald, number 17.
And the extra point is good. I'm going, it looked like it was Brian Presco. I'm going with the, was it not Presco? Logan Donald.
Yep.
So Logan Donald with the touchdown grab for the Tornado. And at 4:25 of the third, it's now Hempfield 24, Butler 14. This is Tornado Football on 10:50 a.m. and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
The Valley Express Can and Car Wash of Grove City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. We'll check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Wiper blades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned, nationally known. No appointment necessary. The Valley Express Can and Car Wash of Grove City.
Logan Donald with the 11-yard touchdown grab for the Tornado cuts the Spartan lead to 24-14. 4:19 to go in the third. And that capped off a nice drive by Butler. As they go 9 plays and 54 yards. First and 10, Hempfield. They have it at their own 31. On first down, they run it up the middle, and that is a different running back. We Was that Nathan Roby, number 25. And he gained 9 on the play out to the 40.
And we got that size up front. We've got to be a bit more stout there. We've got to cause some more confusion.
Second and one. Roby gets the call. Try the right side. Ooh, he ran into a wall that time, Craig. I don't know if he got to the first down marker. It's going to depend on the spot, but it's close. And they'll say he has it. First down. Yep, they put it down at the 41-yard line, right at the 41. So he barely got it. First and 10. Romali hands the football off to Roby. Oh, he's a big hole up the middle. He goes first down and more into Butler territory. And he's tackled at the Butler 40-yard line.
Gratzmiller did a great job getting him down because if he doesn't tackle him, it's 6 points.
So a 19-yard burst by Nathan Roby, the junior. First and 10. And encroachment will be that's a neutral zone or offside, whatever you want to call it. The fancy term the kids are saying now, neutral zone infraction.
Whippersnapper.
Makes it a 5-yard penalty down to the 35-yard line, Craig. This is how Hempfield started off the game on their first offensive possession. Up-tempo, mixing things up, hard counts. First down and 5. Roby gets the call on the inside handoff. He'll get just a couple of yards. Tackled at the 34-yard line, a gain of 1. Makes it second down, and 6.
I tell you, if you watch, you see Goodwine's really playing far off the ball. I'm expecting him to stunt, but for some reason, he's just kind of catching the blocks that are coming at him. I don't know if they have him set up to do something special or if he's hurt or what it is, but as big as he is, he should be running people over.
Roby gets the carry. Off the left side he goes. He has a first down, thrown down to the turf hard at the 26-yard line by Zach Slomers, but it's another Hempfield first down.
You just can't let them keep marching like this. You got to step up.
No huddle for Hempfield. First and 10. They try the hard count again. This time Butler disciplined. Blake Romali hands it off again. Inside to hand off to Nathan Roby. He runs into the wall at the 25. We'll move the pile a yard to the 24. Gain of 2.
Panzarella did a great job just getting a good surge forward. So when that happens, it breaks the whole blocking scheme. And he does a great job stuffing the back in the backfield. That's what you got to do. You got to be up on the line playing hard.
Second down and 8. Romali looks to the sideline to get a play. Gets a snap. Here comes a blitz up the middle. Quick hitter over the middle. It's catch is made. And from the tight end position, that is Aaron Bentz, his first grab of the night. And he'll get down to the Butler 15-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down.
That was a big down for them. Big first down.
1:22 to go in the third. 24-14, Hempfield. Have it at the Butler 15-yard line. Romali hands the football off, and this time it is Perkins. And he drags tacklers across the 15. Just a gain of 1 or 2.
Nice. Nate Cornaby doing what he needs to do, being stout there, right at the line of scrimmage. That's the way you play defense, especially up front.
Second down and 9. Now under a minute to go here in the third. It's been a long drive for Hempfield. It started back at their own 31-yard line. 10th play coming up. And Romelli will hand it off to Perkins. He shakes off some tacklers. Gets down to about the 11-yard line, short of the first down. And that'll bring up a third down and five in what may be the final play of the quarter.
He should have been tackled there at the line of scrimmage, though. I mean, we had hands on him, just couldn't wrap him up.
And it appears as though Hempfield will not try to get another playoff here before the end of the third. Three in the books. It's Hempfield 24, Butler 14. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
The Butler Agway Route 68 just west of Butler reminds you it's time to seed and feed. If you want a beautiful lawn in the spring, you got to do the work now. Pick up bags of fertilizer, lime, and don't forget the grass seed. Browse the pumpkins, gourds, and mums with huge varieties ready to decorate. USA Pet Foods, always. And order your wild bird feed by October 15th for pickup October 31st. Sauerkraut crocks in every size, baskets, greeting cards, everything outdoors. Count on Butler Agway for seed, feed, and everything you'll need.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers is committed to the community, and that includes Dr. Josh Szabo.
As team physician for the Butler Golden Tornado, I treat injured athletes so that they can get back to what they do best, making a difference on the field. I take a similar approach each day at Tri-Rivers, where I specialize in orthopedic sports medicine and perform shoulder, elbow, and knee surgeries. Whether I'm in the operating room or at the office, patients are my number one priority. The same can be said for all Tri-Rivers physicians. For more information, visit our website, tririversmsk.com, or call 1-866-874-7483.
Fourth quarter set to go. Ron Willis along with Craig Lucas. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. It's third down and six for Hempfield. They have it at the Butler 11-yard line. And they have a 10-point lead. Blake Romelli in at quarterback in the pistol on third down at six. And they'll toss it. Running it down on the near sideline. A flag comes in. It's Nathan Roby, but he'll go out of bounds. They're actually going to the end zone, but this one will likely come back. The flag is on the turf at the 13-yard line.
Well, corner B was in pursuit and was definitely being held, and the ref decided to call it, so that was good to see.
So the penalty is at the 13. We'll take it back to the 23 and make it a very long third down coming up. And it is holding the call against the Spartans.
Yeah, it's tough to make a tackle when somebody's kind of holding you from behind.
So they will spot the football at the 20, what is that, the 22?
Yes.
Third down and 16. Romelli looking for the end zone. Has a man, and it is incomplete.
He was there, too.
He had Nick Ross open. And that will make it fourth down, or there is a penalty. Nope, fourth down. Andrew Klein in coverage for Butler. And let's see what the Spartans will do here, Craig.
Long fourth and fourth and 16.
They got to get to the six-yard line.
Well, this is where your defensive front has to make something happen. Somebody's got to get in there. If they're going to try to pass this, run it, whatever, you just got to be disruptive.
Romelli, they want the screen pass. They set it up to Perkins. He gets it at the 20, cuts it back at the 15, and will be tackled well short of the first down marker. That time, Craig Butler was ready for that screen.
Yeah, they got burned on it early in the game for a big, big gainer. So it's good to see that the linebacker set, your secondary, got right up there and made the stop as they had to.
So Butler will get the football at their own 15-yard line. If Hempfield did anything, Craig, they burned a lot of time off the clock as we're into the fourth quarter.
That's true.
That was 12 plays on that drive. So Butler on offense, on first down, empty backfield for Kyler Callahan. Chris Mertz in motion. Fakes it to him. Callahan has some room. If he can get around the edge, spin move.
Stop dancing.
And he got to the back to the line of scrimmage.
Please.
No gain.
Please run. Just run up the field.
He had nothing there, though.
He would have if he would have continued to the sideline. I mean, you have the angle to continue up here. You got to get the stiff arm out there. We got to start teaching that a little bit more. Stiff arm. Push the guy away from you. Got to get the separation.
Yeah, he did a little bit of dancing. I definitely agree there. Second down, and they'll lose a yard, actually, to the 14.5. And Kyler wants to throw. Looking, and nobody is open, and he'll be sacked. At the 7-yard line, he was looking for, it looked like Slomer's over the middle. And he was well covered there by Hempfield.
Definitely well covered. There's just one guy sort of playing medium deep here. That would have been about his only option. But
yeah.
Everything else was closed down there, and that's what you call a coverage sack.
They have it. Well, they put it at the 8-yard line. Third and long. Third down and about 17. And Callahan steps up, looking for a sideline pattern. It is caught. First
nice.
Down. Out of bounds at the 29-yard line. And yep. Is that Chris Mertz?
That was
nope.
Donald.
That was Logan Donald. Having a hard time catching Logan's number tonight.
It's all right, though. But, hey, thankfully he's not having a hard time catching the ball.
That's true.
Did a nice job there. That's where you got to throw the ball because the only person that can defend him out there is really the sideline. You know, the defender can't get to that ball. So that was a very nice pass.
14 yards on the pass and catch out to the 28-yard line. Butler moves the chains. First down. Callahan in motion on first down. Excuse me. He takes the snap. Up the middle he goes. Always hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. May give him the 30-yard line.
Did a good job to keep his feet moving and keep that little push going. Maybe it's only a yard, but guess what? It's positive yards. Moving up the field.
Put it down at the 9-yard line, a gain of 1, and the rain's starting to pick up a little bit more here. People kind of running for cover. Not me. I'm standing in an open window. Second down and 9. Callahan wants to throw. Steps up into the pocket. Doesn't have anybody open. Now he's forced to scramble. And he does a good job of getting away. Has a man. He throws it downfield, and it's caught, but out of bounds.
And that's going to be close.
Did a good job of keeping the play alive, Craig. He almost would have been better off, I think, running for that one. He had some field in front of him.
Yeah, 20-20 hindsight, you're definitely right. There's no doubt about
but,
it. As he was stretching it around there and so forth, people really starting to drop off. The offensive line did a good job staying back, not getting past the zone where they should have been. But, yes, you're right. If he would have just decided to tuck it and run, he probably would have got about a good 6-plus yards.
Third down and 9. Ball at the Butler 29-yard line. Chris Mertz in motion. They fake it to him. Callahan steps up and fires sideline pattern. It is caught, and it is a catch. And that's Zach Slomer's that time. Am I right with the number?
Or is it Rogers?
Austin Rogers. With the catch out at the 48-yard line. A gain of 19. And I apologize to Logan Donald and Austin Rogers. I've yet to call their number right.
Ron, it's okay. I mean, these numbers are so difficult to read from up here.
First and 10 at the 48-yard line. Butler now getting some breathing room here. Mertz in motion. Again, they'll fake it to him. Callahan wants to run, and he does. He'll get the midfield stripe and a gain of about 2-3 on the play.
Another positive pickup. That's what we got to keep going after.
The rain again starting to fall fairly heavy here. It always looks heavier in the lights, though.
Oh, it does. At least it's not snow.
You had to bring up that four-letter word. I've heard you use some four-letter words here tonight, but snow's not the one I want to hear.
Oh.
Second down and 8 from midfield.
Run only has 3 letters.
Callahan to throw. Steps up into the pocket. Flag is thrown, and it's incomplete. That time intended for Logan Donnell in a crossing pattern, and this will probably be a hold.
Yeah, definitely from where that was thrown, it's got to be.
Flag at the 45-yard line. One thing at Callahan is, I guess, his improving on Craig, obviously passing, throwing the football, but stepping up into the pocket like that, you know, he's kind of, you know, we haven't seen too much of that. And what do we see? What do you see?
Just 12-yard mark off there.
Flag was at the, with the 40? What is it? They put it down at the 35-yard line. Second down, and a screen pass is caught. And a short gain. Butler and Logan Donnell with the catch at the 37-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Yeah, you definitely tell Hemphill is playing further off the ball now, respecting the pass a bit more.
Clock moving, 7.5 to go here. Butler down by 10. They have it, third down and 16 at the Butler 37-yard line. It was a botched snap, Craig? Or
yes.
Ball slipped out of the center's hands, apparently, maybe. And Butler will recover it at the 37-yard line, so maybe a wet football came into play that time. Not sure what happened.
No, I was watching some different formations they had out here to the near side.
This will be the 11th play. Butler appears to be going for it, and why not? Fourth down and 17 from the 36-yard line. Kyler Callahan wants to throw again, steps up into the pocket. Throws on the run, and it's intercepted. And that's Mario Perkins with the pick. He's at the Butler 45-yard line, 40. Has room to the near sideline, 30. At the 20, the 10-5 touchdown. No flags on the play. About a 45-yard pick six for Mario Perkins, who's doing it on both sides of the ball here tonight.
The ball is thrown fairly deep like that. There should be enough coverage time to get to that guy, especially when he zooms across the field. Now, I can understand the offensive lineman getting outrun, but there's enough others that can contribute to a tackle effort.
Caleb Kaler on for the point after. And it's a line drive kick that gets just around the left upright. So the Spartans with a pick six. Make it 31-14 Hemphill. We'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm Attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
So Mario Perkins with a 45-yard interception return for a touchdown, and the ensuing kickoff will go out of bounds, and Butler will get the ball at the 35-yard line. It's a shame, Craig. It was a nice long drive. That was the 11th play that the pick six happened. We've seen a lot of those this year from Butler, especially recently.
Exactly. But, I mean, we look at it. You're moving, moving, but then you back up. You know, you have that hold, and it backs you up. And then when we get those plays, you know, those drives where we're getting negative yards, it just really seems to snowball in catastrophe.
So Butler will take over at the 35-yard line, first down and 10. Now trailing by 17. And we have a timeout taken by Hemphill. Their first of the half. WRX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road, Butler. Prime rib this weekend. But a full menu of great food at WRX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road. We'll be picking a prime player of the game thanks to Rick and Talbot of WRX. I have a couple of choices to choose from thus far.
Which is good. It's good to have choice.
It is. That's for sure. And they have a lot of choices at WRX Taproom and Grill. A lot of great food. So we thank them for their sponsorship as well as all of our sponsors of Butler High Football this season. All local businesses, all willing to support local high school athletics. First and 10 for the Tornado. Out of the Hemphill timeout. They have it at their own 35-yard line. Callahan to run on first down. Has room. He's across the 40. Kyler Callahan escapes a tackler. Has a first down now across the 45. He gets out to near midfield. And a very tough run by Kyler Callahan.
That's good. Good first down.
They'll mark him down at the Butler 49-yard line. A gain of 14.
You see that time they tried changing their front up a little bit there. It looked like they tried to get more of a speed rush type of group in there, but definitely didn't work against our big offensive line.
From the 49, Callahan to run again. Off the right side he goes, and he has another 9, almost 10 yards down to the just shy of the 40-yard line. And that, I believe, will be enough for a Butler first down. They need to score quick.
Yeah, they're going to be content to let Butler run it here because they know then that's going to run the clock against them.
Butler does have all three of their timeouts at their disposal. Clock rolling at 5:40. Second down and a short one.
That's you.
Callahan takes a snap. He'll have the first down and more. He's at the 35 to the far sideline, out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Good first down.
And they'll mark him out of bounds at the 31.
It's good to keep the momentum going.
And Callahan will try the right side. This time it tries to get to the sidelines. We'll go out of bounds to stop the clock. And he'll get to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Nothing there that time. At least had the wherewithal to get out of bounds.
No gain on the play. Second and 10.
Ball on the far hash. Brother Middling right to left. Second down and 10 from the Hemphill 31. Callahan will roll to the near side. Stop, reverse field, wants to throw it, and the ball is in the air, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by Nick Ross of Hemphill. Just trying to do too much Craig at that time.
Right. But the great thing is, Noah Sepico did a great job, you know, staying with it. He saw it was picked. And he took the right angle that he needed to make the tackle and not let him get much yards after the interception. Yeah, that's a tough one. That was just kind of like a backyard throw it up and hope your guy runs under it. But You know, they're playing several guys deep now. Again, they know that Butler is going to be pass-oriented. So those things aren't going to be as open as they were early in the game.
On first down, Mario Perkins with the call. Perkins gets to the near sideline. Stays in bounds. Gets out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. A gain of 19 on the play for Mario Perkins.
Oh, and you give him big credit on that because he ran through at least four tackles to get to that point. Now, you got to wrap him up. That's the one thing. When you got your hands on a guy, you got to just lock in. Don't let go. Wait for that help to get there.
First down. This time, Perkins. Oh, he got met in the backfield and has nowhere to go. Here comes the rest of the cavalry, and they'll knock him for a loss. A 33-yard line. Who got in there first, Craig? Do you happen to see?
Well, that was Nathan Hall who got in there, and he just kind of ran right through him. But the good thing is he jumped up and helped contribute on the tackle. You know, he slowed the guy down for a second, but, again, you just got to make that initial wrap up and stay with him. But it's good he didn't give up on the play.
Second down and 13. Surprised they didn't use a timeout there.
Yeah, with 4 minutes here.
And this time Nathan Roby gets the call. He'll have nowhere to go. He'll lose yards, a couple, back to the 34, and there's the Butler timeout. Stops the clock at 3:45, and will make a third down and 12 for Hempfield. Logan Donald with the touchdown grab for Butler. Chris Mertz with a 91-yard touchdown catch. Butler getting their touchdowns on receptions here tonight.
But who would have thought that?
Who would have thought it? Yeah. So this is a big third down for Butler. Want to get the ball back and try to score quickly here. Third down and 12. Play action for Romaley. And it's incomplete. Tried to set up the screen intended for Jalen Barrientos. Out of the backfield. Incomplete. That stops the clock, Craig. Only ran 3 seconds off the clock.
And that was a great job by Darren Skidmore that time because it was a very good ball fake. You know, it almost sucked him in there for a second. But then he identified that the runner did not have the ball, and he locked back in on the quarterback, did a nice job, got in his face, enough to disrupt him so he couldn't complete the pass.
Romaley back to punt. Zach Slomer is the receiver.
He
came up, and I don't know if he ever touched that
football. He did touch it. He touched it.
And it will be fallen on by Butler as they get a good break. The 27-yard line, Brian Presco hustling downfield.
Wow. Way to be heads up, Brian.
To fall on the football at the 27. So Butler with running out of time. Two timeouts remaining. Trailing 31 to 14. From the 27. Callahan looking for the deep ball down the far sideline. Nice diving try. Incomplete. Flag comes in. It'll be pass interference.
And it was. It definitely was. But, boy, that was a late flag, though. I don't know if there was maybe some different verbiage that brought that out. But yeah, he was definitely being grabbed going down there. But I don't know if that's what this call is going to be.
Pass interference against Hempfield. Yep.
As late as that flag was, it It made me think that there may have been some sort of unsportsmanlike conduct.
Maybe he had an issue getting the hanky out of his pocket while running.
I don't know. As fast as they were being thrown earlier in the game, I don't think there would be much effort there.
So the penalty gives the Butler Tornado the football at the 43-yard line. 3:25 to go. Butler down by 17. Callahan to throw again. And it is caught at the 30-yard line, and I believe that was Austin Rogers. No, they say incomplete.
Yes. He's coming back to it. It kind of squirted out of his arms and hands and slid down the leg there. It was a good job adjusting to get back to the ball. He's got to catch it.
Yep. Rain falling here at Hempfield. Again. Second down and 10 from the 43. Callahan to run with it this time. Oh, and he almost got out of the pile. Did get positive yards to the 45-yard line. Tried the right side, nothing there. Tried to bounce it back to the middle. It was ankle tackled there by Santangelo of Hempfield.
If they're going to throw it here, I'd like them to look for an intermediate route. I mean, they're going deep, deep, deep. Now, get that first wave down there. Get the whole secondary to go with them, and then open up something right in that middle of the field.
Let's see what happens here. Third down and 8. Kyler. Oh, he has a man, and it is knocked away, incomplete. Out there was Kate Gratzmiller, but it was knocked down by Dante Lampkin, who had an INT earlier in the game. And that'll make it fourth down. He's open for a second there, Craig. Gratzmiller did break free, but Lampkin showed pretty good closing speed that time to knock it away.
Yeah, and that ball was kind of hanging there in the air a little bit too much, a little bit too high of an arc on it there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you said, it gave him a chance to close in and almost get the INT.
Fourth down, flag is thrown.
2 men in motion at one time.
They're letting the play run. And Kyler Callahan is sacked. Flag is at the 35-yard line.
And that could have been a horse collar right there.
They're saying an illegal shift against Butler. And it will be declined. So Hempfield will take over on downs.
This reminder from the Hempfield Area Athletic Department, no fans, I repeat, no fans should enter the field once this game has completed. No fans.
So the Spartans will take over at the Butler 40-yard line. First down and 10. Blake Romaley, the quarterback, letting the play clock run down. Turn and hand the football off, and that is a new running back in there for Hempfield. And running with the football is Cody Sawyers. And he is a sophomore, and he had nowhere to go. Get back to the line of scrimmage, no gain.
Well, Darren Skidmore came off the end that time, kind of bounced out of his tackle. But as we talked about, he stayed with it. You know, he got himself up, contributed in to get an assist on that tackle. Got to make the solo tackle, though, but, you know, making an assist, it all counts. Keeping him for a loss.
Second down and 10. Clock moving under a minute and a half now. Romaley will get the snap off, hand the football off. And that is Sawyers again with the carry. Across the 40, tackled at the 37-yard line. A gain of 3, third down.
Timeout, Butler.
Yeah, that is their second. One remaining.
I'll be very surprised if they try to throw the ball anymore.
Oh, yeah, they will not.
No.
They will not throw it.
That's your bold prediction.
That's as bold as I get right there. So the team's huddling up. We need to pick a prime player of the game, Craig. A couple of nice offensive plays here tonight. Of course, the 91-yard pass and catch from Callahan to Chris Mertz. It's a beautiful play. Logan Donnell with a 11-yard touchdown grab. What do you think?
You know, obviously the big dynamic play, you know, catches everybody's attention, so forth. But in consistency, I like what Donald has done. You know, he's made multiple grabs tonight, made multiple big plays, first downs, so I would give it to him.
And my bold prediction did not come through as Romaley throws it to Jalen Barrientos Collins, and he gets a first down. Out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So we'll go with Logan Donnell as our WRX Prime Player of the Game. Congratulations to Logan, who did have a good game here tonight. Romaley, turn and hand the football off. And that is Cody Sawyers. Up the middle he goes. Wow. A little burst of speed through the line gets him down to the 14-yard line.
You know, running on senior night, you know, he's going to be inspired as well. And
you know, true.
Last time he's going to be on this field, so he wants to make his mark.
And coming up on the one-minute mark, Sawyers will get the call. He'll try the left side, trying to get around the end, but we'll catch up to him and then throw him to the turf. And no gain on the play.
J.R. Harold running him down.
He's another kid we could call the player of the week. You know, he's always around that football on defense.
He's playing with such heart. You look, here's a kid that, you know, gave up football a couple years back but decided to come back at it. And, you know, I think this kid will be playing next year somewhere. I do.
Good Division II school maybe.
Yeah, no, or Division III. You know what? Doesn't matter. You know, anybody wants a good quality athlete will come get him.
And the Spartans of Hempfield will take a knee. Final score, Hempfield 31 and Butler 14. We'll take a final timeout of the night. Come back with a wrap. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Final score here tonight, Hempfield 31, Butler 14. Tornado get touchdown grabs from Chris Mertz and Logan Donnell here tonight. Probably the most passes they've thrown in an entire game all season long, all in one night here, Craig, it seemed. Unable to get their first win of the season, and they'll have a tough Cannon McMillan team to try to beat next Friday night at home, but what can you say? Butler started out kind of flat. Hempfield took advantage of it in the early going, jumped out to a lead, and held on.
Absolutely, yeah. They were locked in early. We were very flaccid, just too passive. You know, it just didn't really have much, I don't know, it just looked like they were still sleeping. I mean, like they took a big nap on the bus and they just woke up, and they just didn't really get it going until about halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah, that's when they did kind of pick up the tempo a little bit, got some momentum on offense, and were able to get a couple of touchdowns here tonight, but unable to stop the Hempfield offense. The Spartans improve now to, that was their final Quad County Conference of the game of the year, so they're 1-7, 2-7 overall. Butler now 0-7 and 0-9, and as we mentioned, Hempfield will head to Plum to finish out their season. And the Tornado will take on the Big Macs of Cannon McMillan next Friday night at Butler High School. That will be back at 7:30.
And they may be battling for a playoff spot, so it's going to be a it could be a tough fight.
Butler could play the role of spoiler next week.
Ooh,
for sure. It depends on obviously some results here tonight. Mount Lebanon in action. They are a game ahead of Cannon McMillan. Norwin at 2-4 tonight as well. Coming into tonight's play, Cannon McMillan at 2-4. So should be interesting, and I tell you what you can do. You can stay tuned for the scoreboard show and find out what's going on around the WPIAL with Don Rebel on the Trib Live Sports Network. That'll be coming up. We are a little bit early tonight because the game started earlier this evening, so Anthony Willis will be back at the station playing some tunes for you until we get the scoreboard show going. But, Craig, I guess we can say they continue to improve in some areas and continue to need work in some areas.
Oh, yes. Definitely some work to be done. You know, it's going to be a good off season when it happens.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll see what happens. We'll bring it to you next week from Arpernardi Stadium. Craig, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ron.
I want to thank the guys here at Hempfield. Great hospitality here.
And oh, wonderful.
A fantastic location to do a game from. We thank them, and we appreciate they were ready for us here, and we appreciate all they did. So, Craig, thanks again. Thanks to my son, Anthony Willison, back at the station. Stay tuned. Some music probably coming your way here for a little bit, and then the Trib Live High School Sports Network scoreboard show coming up with Don Rebel. For Craig and for Anthony, I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Everyone have a good weekend.